If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Let me stop you right there. The Mets suck.
Greetings, hello, and welcome inside hour two of a live drop Friday here on Fox Sports Radio. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
You blew it!
I thought all three of you were going to say hobo. That's what I was waiting for. I mean, for all three to go hobo. Live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Well, we got Jason Cole coming up in about 20 minutes. All the big NFL news. Aaron Rodgers, the big trade with the Bears and the Panthers. And wow, what a haul for the Bears. And I told you, Mike Harmon, I'm a fan of what you got. I would never have traded the number one pick, but I'm happy with the haul you got. You got a first this year, a second this year, another first, another second, and DJ Moore in a very Kevin Costner-esque and David Putney because I feel like it. It's pretty interesting. I kind of picture this going down like draft day where Ryan Poles is on the phone he's on the phone going, hey, David Tepper, yeah, listen, I want a first. And he goes, shh. And I want a first next year. Come on. That's too much. That's too much now. No, I don't want. And he puts him on hold. Hey, guys, what else do we need?
Wide receivers, because, you know, Darnell Mooney really wasn't any good, and we haven't really had a guy for a long time.
So who do we want? Who do we want? Yeah. DJ Moore? Yeah. And DJ Moore, because I feel like it.
That's right. No, absolutely. You play that whole thing out. It'll help our salary cap problems or something like that. No, look, I like the trade. I'm excited. People in Chicago are excited. They did something. It's not a McCaskey running the show or McCaskey adjacent.
Wow, I like that. It's McCaskey adjacent. I did.
Well, but no, they were all yes men for the family all these years. And one bad decision after another. And this is the, you know, Ryan Poles has become the guy. He's the hope. He's the guy that's the hope that he can break the chain of mediocrity and pathetic roster building. And it takes being a bit bold, right? You say scared. I think it's kind of bold because if this fails, then, well, you went all in on the wrong guy. And that doesn't even mean any of these guys have to go and be good, because that's the other thing. When you're drafting number one, you've got your pick of all of these guys. Which one are you going to decide is the guy that you should have drafted him?
Whichever guy turned, you know how it works in the media. Whichever guy turns out to be great was the guy the Bears should have drafted.
Yeah, and I'll go after every one of those media members and call him a dope, just like I've done for the last 10 years with you.
But he went in the seventh round, and nobody knew he was any good. It doesn't matter.
You all should have had Brock Purdy. Look what he was. Brock Purdy.
Had him in the first round. Tonight,
he was better than him. He was better than Zach Wilson.
Who the blank is this?
He was better than Sam Darnold.
Tonight's show brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. So there's the Bears side of it, but now the Panthers are the team that own the number one pick in the draft. And obviously the odds have gone up that they're going to select C.J. Stroud is now the overwhelming favorite to go number one overall, because that's the Panthers guy. Now, you talked about being bold. This was bold, bordering on foolhardy for the Panthers, because, boy, did you really need to give up that much? Did you negotiate against yourself a little bit? Because that's a lot. That's a lot to give up. But it doesn't matter, because if the guy they draft number one overall is good, no, everybody's going to forget about the price you paid. No one's going to care. If you take C.J. Stroud or Bryce Young and they're wind up good, it doesn't matter, right? This is why we said about, hey, moving up for Trey Lance for the 49ers and making that trade. It doesn't matter, right? If you make a trade for it, doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. This is a bold thing by a team that we knew was going to do it. I told you the Panthers were going to really get involved and do something bold quarterback-wise. I thought it was they were going to get involved in the Rodgers, Garoppolo, sweepstakes, Lamar Jackson, and they were going to wind up getting one of them, because you knew they wanted to make a bold go at it, because they failed so miserably at quarterback the last couple of years. But I knew they were going to be bold. I didn't see them moving up to the number one overall pick and getting it in exchange for this big haul. So I like the guts, and no one's going to forget if you draft the right guy. Obviously, it's bold, because if you don't get it right, how are you going to redo this team? If you don't get this right, you do not have the draft picks the next 2 years to get it done. And now you're 3 years away from potentially trying to fix whatever is wrong. So that pressure to get this right, boy, you better love C.J. Stroud. You better love him, love him, love him, love him, love him to do this, because that's pressure. But boldness, I like it. They had to do it. And mainly I like it because they didn't commit the same mistake again, right? That's a big thing that people forget about when you talk about front offices making decisions and coaching decisions. When you keep making the same mistakes, that's what gets you fired. That's what gets teams to not be able to go forward, because there's no energy. We're just making the same mistakes. Right, went out and got Sam Darnold. Okay, great. Well, that didn't work. Let's go get Baker Mayfield. Okay, well, that didn't work. Are you going to go out and get another quarterback in free agency? Jimmy Garoppolo was going to come in and suddenly be the guy? No, you traded away Christian McCaffrey. You're trading away DJ Moore. You're starting over, right? You realize it's time. We have some building blocks defensively, but we're starting over now. So this was the right move. They didn't go down the road of, we could potentially make the same mistake again by getting a veteran type quarterback to come in and play. No, now we're going back and we're doing the new thing, which is, let's go get a young quarterback. Because people don't care, and fans don't care, in the media, the perception of the team, if you're going in direction, you're doing something bold, okay, that's great, we'll go along for the ride. If you're doing the same thing over and over and it's not working out for you, making the same mistakes over and over again, hey, you kind of have to change that up. Look at what the Jets are doing. They decided, you know what, we tried to draft a quarterback, it just hasn't worked out, so now we're going to go sign a guy in free agency. Yes, because I can't tell you how that would depress everybody, depress me, if they just said, no, we're going to look for our guy in the draft this year. I'd be, again,
dude, Zach Wilson's your guy. What are you talking about?
You can't get it right. Don't draft quarterbacks anymore. Go sign somebody. There's a thing about making different mistakes that buys you more time and reinvigorates a fan base and a team and an organization to say, okay, now they're going to go in another direction. We're going to start over. We're going to start from the ground up, and this is where we're going to go. And even if it's a mistake, at least it's a different mistake, and it's one made out of boldness going forward, saying, we believe that this is what we should do going ahead, and I like that.
Well, generally, when we're talking about GMs and the opportunity to hire a coach, go and find their quarterback, you don't get too many bites at the apple, right, before you're out of a job. The beauty with Tepper is he's an aggressive, bold, agitated kind of guy, right? Always seems to be, at least from his reputation, a guy ready to upset the apple cart, which means this year they saw they had some good component parts. But what did they do? They traded off everybody else. And then you saw Wilkes do a hell of a job the second half of the season to make them competitive. And now you go and take DJ Moore, who had a couple of great games and was often disappeared. And this is where we start getting into how good was your quarterback? How good was your other personnel? And go on down that line and chase our tail with that. But to your point, Jets, Bears, whatever, you've done things in a certain fashion for a long, long time. The Ravens, how they've run their organization for years. It's been great, but it took that weird month of Joe Flacco being the best quarterback we've seen in a playoff run in a while to get them over the top, even though that wasn't how the roster was constructed, nor the way they wanted to run their offense, all things being equal. So when Lamar Jackson comes up for the big dollars, they get nervous because now they have to do business a different way. For your Jets, it's the we've picked time and time again. Indianapolis, right? By all accounts, Jim Irsay riding the bear in Chicago on that thing he wanted to show us from the 60s all those years ago. Well, they didn't make this trade. Doesn't mean they're still not trying to get up to a spot to draft the quarterback they want, right? And seeing if they can't solidify that. But it's also moving away from all the veterans, and Ballard has to find a different way. In Carolina, you've gotten rid of a number of your name guys, so you better well be sure that we're looking at Terrace Marshall Jr., LaVisca Chenault, and Shai Smith better be one of the greatest trios at wide receiver ever for what they're about to bring in.
Twitter at How About a Fresca, Mike at Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Now, you look at the flip side of this, right? And this is here the Panthers, they go in and they make this move, and now the Bears have their situation. They're picking at number nine. Mm-hmm. And now this takes the apple cart, and think about this for a second. All of the, let's just say, the fun drama that we've had the past month or past couple of months of Lovie Smith doing his best job coaching the Bears by getting them the number one pick by winning the last game of the season for the Texans, right? Now, just think about how crazy. Everybody's so mad at Lovie Smith, the Texans. He's laughing on his way out the door right now. Lovie Smith, when are they going to erect the statue for Lovie Smith in Chicago? This is the best job he's done, right? We're not going to get Bryce Young. So they make the trade. Carolina comes up to number one. C.J. Stroud is now the overwhelming favorite. So now the Texans were able to win that game, and they're still going to get Bryce Young.
Looks like they're going to get the guy they want, right?
Like, can Lovie go back and coach the team and win another game to get them to move back and then maybe now win one more game and pick fourth or pick fifth? Because now he's like, hey, this is fun. They're still going to get the guy. They're still going to get Bryce Young, even though I won that game and it was going to screw them out of Bryce Young.
I have to ask this question. How many of the teammates didn't go to Bryce Young's birthday party? Because then he could be in a free fall, and Diddy's going to have to go outside and try to calm him down and get him back in that room.
People actually like him, unlike Russell Wilson.
You know,
Russ is Russ.
The thing is, look, C.J. Stroud's a good quarterback. And I get that. But teams are now going to be running scared from Bryce. Why is C.J. Stroud suddenly the overwhelming favorite? Why? Because Bryce Young goes to the combine and we find out how tall he is. We always knew how tall he was. Oh, and his weight is a little light. Okay, I get that. I understand that. And you want your quarterback to do different things. And you'd love him to be 6'3", but he's not. You'd love him to have 25 more pounds on him and still be as fast as he is, but he's not.
Hey, it worked for the little Giants.
But I watched
the annexation of Puerto Rico. Let's go.
You know, I watched him play every Saturday. The guy is fantastic. And it's like teams decide and they talk themselves out of a quarterback and into a guy because there's too much time between the end of the season and the draft. Because now it's, hey, we're ignoring everything we saw on tape with Bryce Young. And here he is a little bit shorter than we thought and a little bit lighter than we thought. So now, oh, we're scared about him. No, I saw what I saw. And I see the guy that's the most accurate quarterback that I've seen in a while, and a guy that can read the field unlike anybody else. He is absolutely fantastic. But now teams are going to talk their way out of it. But I'm talking my way into C.J. Stroud. How? Look at the bowl game he had. Look how great he was. Oh, okay, so wait. So the bowl game he had, that being on tape is what convinced you to take him, but you're ignoring the tape on Bryce Young. I mean, it's teams are so haphazard and they convince themselves of we're gonna look for reasons to say no on Bryce Young and yes on other guys when it's just, guys, what does it matter what a guy's measure? Look at the tape. Look at what he's done. That's the guy you're going to get. And I'll tell you, whoever winds up with Bryce Young is going to get the best quarterback in the draft. I'm a big fan of his. I see how good he is. I see how accurate he's going to be. He's going to be absolutely lights out in the NFL.
And if it goes south, then it's on you. But remember, there was a time not too long ago where Alabama and Ohio State quarterbacks, you really did put them through a whole other litany of tests and prisms. To try to kick the tires to figure out what you had, given past levels of ineptitude.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike gets swollen dome. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Shopping for tires can be deflating, but not at TireRack.com. Fast free shipping, free road hazard protection are just the start. Did you know they test tires? They got their own test track where they push tires to the limit, great traction, and a comfortable ride. They share their results so you can make an informed choice. Go to TireRack.com/sports and tell them what you drive. You're not sure where to begin? It's okay. Try the tire decision guide for a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. They sell only the best, like the full line of Pirelli tires, shipped fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers with free road hazard protection. Mobile tire installation is available in many areas, and they'll bring new tires to you at home or work and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli tire test results and special offers. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. So, how great a trade was this for the Bears? Is Aaron Rodgers really going to be a Jet like tomorrow?
Nope.
Keep it here. That's coming up next from the TireRack.com studios. This is Fox.
Big ball is chicken.
Big ball is barbecue.
Tell Alan.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Mustache fart.
Live from the TireRack.com studios, where the Bears have traded the first pick. The Packers have told Aaron Rodgers, you coming back is not our first choice. Oh, boy. Joining us now to break it all down on the hotline. He is a longtime NFL insider. You can check out his latest on OutKick. He is an author. And he's been a long-time Hall of Very Good voter. You can follow him on Twitter at JasonCole62. It is the aforementioned Jason Cole. What's happening, J. Cole?
Go Aztecs, dudes. R.I.
That's not me.
No, it's Live Drop Friday. where instead of playing the drops from previous, we actually do them live. So it's
Icky,
live drop
Icky
Friday.
Jordan loves Zowie Z.
Yeah, that's...
No, it's not... It's Icky, Icky, Icky Jordan loves Zowie Z. That's how it goes.
I thought it was Sticky Icky.
No, no, no. It's Icky.
No, Icky,
no, no, no. That's
Icky,
a rap song.
Icky. Sticky hey, that's Icky. See, whole different, totally different than
J. Cole, don't call me out, dude. It's only two. Don't make me play the drop.
Play the drop.
Uh-oh. All right.
Play the drop.
Wow. Boom!
Wow.
Now, wait a minute. That could also be playing the drop like 1 second
down.
In.
Was that edited yeah. down?
That yeah, might have okay. been.
We don't have that technology here.
Once it's in, it's in. There's no manipulation.
We have 17 hamsters keeping the engineers going. There we go. Yeah.
Keep those hamsters going. Give them some of that guinea pig food. Give it to them. Just let them eat it. It doesn't matter. It's not for them. Give it to them.
Give them a guinea pig steroid. Go.
Hey, I mean, you know, listen.
EPO.
This is how close we are, because now look, the Jets have talked to Aaron Rodgers. The Packers have said basically go.
I have some scoop for you on the Jets. I have some
you
scoop
do.
For you on the Jets.
Oh, well, go,
it's Captain Carson Wentz. Here we
stop,
go.
Stop. Shut up with that. Shut up.
Why would you beat me on my own news?
Come on,
Carson
Mike.
Wentz.
Oh,
Carson
did I really?
Wentz to the Jets. Why'd you do that? Why'd
wow.
you do that?
Stop, yeah. don't make that happen, because I'm walking yeah. off the show if that's happening. I'm walking off.
I'm God, walking can, you off. Imagine, can you imagine the Smith meltdown? He wouldn't be able to do the show for 6 months.
No.
Carson Wentz, what are we doing?
Here's the thing. Frostburg every day sends me a different GIF of Carson Wentz in a Jets uniform. Like every
with
day he'll send me a text
C on
with
it.
The C, yes. Yeah.
Who would you rather have, Carson Wentz or Tony Tannehill?
Oh, okay.
Or better yet, Daryl Dragon. I'll give you both Tony Tannehill and Daryl Dragon as
just
your quarterback
the idea of
versus
Tony,
Carson Wentz.
Well,
Tony
TJ.
Romo would have to announce Daryl Dragon.
Jim, can you believe this? Jim, this is huge. Jim. Oh, my God, Jim, can you believe this? Jim. You love okay. my Tony Romo impression. You love my Tony Romo impression.
That was Tony Romo?
Yeah, come on, that's Romo. Everybody knows that's Romo. It's a big deal on the show the last few weeks. You've missed that.
Okay,
here's the impressions you've missed.
I wouldn't say I was you've missing
missed,
it.
You've missed Tony
wow,
Romo.
It just went right past me. I'm sorry.
Now, you've missed that, and you have missed the big one from last week, which was Derek Carr, now the New Orleans accent, playing quarterback for the Saints. You missed that's a big one, too.
I'm Cajon Derek Carr.
Always want to be here.
Do that gumbo, Derek
oh,
Carr.
We'll tell you, got to eat some of those alligator wings, some cayenne pepper, onion, garlic. Yeah. Woo-wee. I tell you, Bobby Hebert ain't now. I'm better than Bobby Hebert, I'll tell you that much. This is going to be a fun time.
Bobby Hebert on radio is especially drunk Bobby Hebert on
wow,
radio.
Wow, allegedly. Allegedly.
Pets.
Allegedly.
No, there's nothing alleged about that.
All right, now listen, let's go.
If you've heard Bobby Hebert, there's a bunch of times he's been sauced on air. So
all right, let's go back to this Jets news here so I can
I'm
tweet
so
it
nervous.
Out. What's
FCC,
your Jets news?
No, Bobby Hebert, we apologize. We never said anything like that. No.
Okay.
Never.
That's allegedly. Say allegedly. Allegedly. All right, so what's your
hey,
Jets
don't worry,
news
you'll
now?
Never be in as much trouble as Reggie Bush is with Lloyd Lake, but that's a whole different story. Okay.
But that was you're the one that did that. You lived outside that house for like 6 months before. Aha! I knew it was you. Aha!
6 months. It took me 6 minutes to find out that they lived in the house. They put their names in concrete in the driveway.
Waze, can you take me to Reggie Bush's parents' house?
Charles Robinson and I are standing in front of the house going, how do we prove that the Bushes actually, we just need absolute proof that they live here. And we're like doing stupid things, like going over and head, should we steal the mail? Should we like commit a federal crime in the first 10
minutes?
Well,
Jason Smith's done that before.
We look down, right, and all of a sudden it says the family name in the driveway. I mean, literally, they put their names in concrete. Awesome. Just fabulous.
investigative reporter Jason Cole.
Oh yeah, it was deep.
It can't be this easy. It's not this easy, is it?
It was almost. It was like Chinatown investigation. Like we just walked to the front door. That's all we did. Roman Polanski was standing in there with a knife. He put up our nose and stuff like that. It was just awful.
All right, now what's this Jets news now? Okay, what's this Jets news?
I've been preempted.
I screwed it up.
No, you got. You had the Jet scoop for us, and Harmon started to go. Carson Wentz. What is it?
Carson Wentz. It's Carson Wentz. You're getting Carson Wentz. That's what you're doing.
Okay. No, really. What is it? What is it really?
Get this guy eight sandwiches now.
Tom Brady is going to play for the Jets. That's what it's going to be. Yeah, look, Tom Brady's playing for all 32 teams next year. Oh my God!
So what's he going to do? Like the first half with one team, and then the second half with the other team in a game? Is that how he's going to do it?
It's one team a week for every week. That's what he's going to do until he's played for all 32 teams in one season. He'll retire every Monday and then unretire on Tuesday.
Oh, and pick his new team for that week. Oh, I like that.
Correct.
That's pretty cool.
Is it a poll question kind of thing or what?
Yeah, you know, I kind of like that. I'm retiring. It's the weekly Brady retirement press conference.
Jim Gray will go crazy.
All right, so what is this real Jet? What is it really for the Jets? What is it really?
Okay, move on to the next subject. Let's go. I was going to taunt you with Carson Wentz because that's what we do on this show. We taunt you because you're a Jets fan and your team has never won anything. So we just continue to taunt you. Yeah, are you going to get Aaron Rodgers? Yeah, probably it's going to work out. Although Mark Murphy, like, could you say anything worse today? If you really want Aaron to go, unless he's playing a mind game, unless he's doing some ninja mental thing, you know, with this to say, we want to get rid of you so that will encourage Aaron to stay, then, like, this was just a bad move. Because whatever Aaron thinks you want to do, he wants to do the opposite of that. He wants to be a complete contrarian, and he wants to be a control freak. So saying that you want to get rid of him is the worst thing, unless you really want to keep him.
Now I want to come back. Now I want another contract extension.
Oh, yeah,
I want to play till I'm 60.
This is what I mean. Like the Packers say nothing. Say nothing. He will leave on his own. Say nothing. Or better yet, say, we need him so badly, we beg you to come back. Do that. He's more likely to leave if you do that. Like, don't you understand how this guy's mind works at this point in time? Oh, my God. But maybe they do. Maybe it's like they've said, we wanted to play one more season. But what Mark Murphy – if Mark Murphy – and generally Mark Murphy is not a conniving guy. So I would say that this is not his M.O. If this was Jerry Jones, he'd have lied 15 ways to Sunday to try and get Aaron Rodgers to stay, right? But Mark Murphy's not that kind of guy.
Aaron Rodgers, New York Jet. It's all happening.
Good or bad that he becomes a Jet, J. Cole?
From green to green. There you go.
That's all it is.
Smith's convinced this is a Super Bowl run.
Look, I think that it's delicious if he plays for the Jets because Aaron Rodgers with the New York media every week. Bring it on, please.
Well, come on, man. You really think he doesn't have enough? He doesn't have enough smoke for Rich Samini. Come on, he's got smoke for Samini, Serby, and everybody else.
Samini's been there. Don't you talk down Samini? Samini's my friend. Okay, don't you talk down Samini? Okay, Samini's a tough guy, but that's Serby, dude. You know.
Two of them together. That's a tag team for the ages.
Steve Serby and Aaron Rodgers. Like, that's
Yeah. Stop dancing, Aaron Rodgers. Answer this question.
That would be awesome. Here's Francesa and the rest of the talk radio against Aaron Rodgers when he says something stupid on the Pat McAfee show and doesn't give them access as much as they want. Like, the worst thing you can do, like, only talk to Pat McAfee early in the week. The New York media will go crazy if he continues to do the McAfee show and doesn't give them access on a Monday and tells them everything they want to know. It will be just utter calamity. It will be a train wreck every week. Oh, you talked to McAfee, huh? Whoa, you, that's what you're doing, huh? Okay, here we go. Let's get started up. Aaron, you're in that. Yeah. It'll be awful.
Hey, Joel Sherman, fire up that headline machine. Get something good.
Which A-Rod will be worse? That'll be the headline. A-Rod 2 all over again.
I like that. A-Rod
2. Delicious theater. I can do those headlines. You know, all. And can you imagine him like coming out with, relax, guys. Just R-E-L-A-X, relax. Yeah, that's going to work in New York. That's going to work. That's going to go over. Yeah.
City that never sleeps.
With the Jersey Shore crowd, right? How long? By the way, I was just looking at, they were like Jersey Shore's in Vegas or something like that. Like, they've been around. It's been 20 years now since they did show.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Shouldn't they be qualified for Social Security now by now?
Well, they're
like
hitting
that?
Their Brimley age pretty soon.
Oh, man. Jeez. Okay.
There you go. Right, hey, number one pick gets dealt. Bears get DJ Moore and a bunch of picks. Smith calls them the scared Bears. I try to use the word pragmatic, and I get yelled at.
Because nobody knows what that means. That's why. Nobody knows what that word means.
Pragmatism in sports?
Can't say that on the end. I don't know if we can say that word. Can we say
that?
Is that cleared? Let me look at George Carlin's list. Hang on. Pragmatic,
Pragmatic in sports. It is one of the seven dirty words. No question about that. Like, we can't do anything measured at all. I will say, I didn't like going all the way down to 9, but it is a pretty good draft. So they'll have a pretty good choice of, you know, some nice linemen, which would be a very Bears thing to do. Or, like, if they went and got the Jordan Addison kid to go with DJ Moore and Mooney, like, can you imagine if you just say, we're going to load up on wide receivers and go completely against the Bears, you know, the Bears tradition on offense, and just say, we're going to help outfield as much as we can to make it easy for him to find open receivers and, you know, and just play three wides on every play and bring in a kid like Addison. Like, to me, that would be just spectacular if they would do that. Will they? Probably not.
It'll be Skoronski from Northwestern.
God, Skoronski. I need a fullback. Get me more Juszczyk. I want Skoronski and I want Juszczyk. Yeah, more Juszczyk. And give me a big old Ditka kind of tight end. That's what I need, you know? And then, can Jumbo come back? It's stuff like that.
The return Jumbo of Cap Boso. I like it.
No. And then there's this. And TJ, how about if you check the draft and see who's available next? TJ, okay.
Wow.
I just heard my record scratch.
You like that, huh? I could have done it in a New York accent. Hey, how about you check the draft and see how it goes? Hey.
Yeah, well, that would have. Hey, get a little of this use check right here. No, I mean, the Bears trade, while I don't know that it's a great, great trade, I think it's solid, and I just hope that they have the guts to do something really interesting on offense. And DJ Moore indicates to me that they're headed that way towards, look, you got Justin Fields. He's not perfect by any means in terms of reading the field. But go get him some guys who can really play and get open. Some guys with some size on the outside or at least can really run. And force the defense, you know, you spread out the defense like that. If you get Addison running deep and Mooney and you got and Moore, like if you play three wides with him. Yeah, Claypool isn't more, he's not really that kind of guy. But, you know, if you had that, you know, if Claypool is your number four guy,
right,
that's awesome, right? And you play three base most of the time and bring out Claypool or, you know, whoever doesn't quite make the top three. Like, I love that with Fields. So, go for it. Now, again, I think the Bears will play to type at a certain point, and they'll go for offensive or defensive lineman at number 9. That's what they tend to do. But there's some value there at wide receiver in that spot in the draft that I really like.
He's on Twitter at Jason Cole. That is at Jason Cole. Check out his latest on OutKick. Hall
Carson
of Fame voter.
Wentz.
As he gets ready to present Carson Wentz as a Pro Football Hall of Famer in 7 years.
Oh,
he will be the presenter. He goes.
I forgot to tell you, we're going to have this big meeting next week to discuss like ways we can expand the class. I'm like, no, don't do this.
Wow, you're going to get more people in the hall. Then it's just going to be the Hall of Good. Forget about it. It's going to be the Hall of Good.
There's a bunch of people who are like, we need to have more opportunities to get people. I'm like, no, we don't.
More.
Stop.
Wow.
Oh, man, can you imagine
next season?
That's the
dumbest thing I ever heard.
Jason Cole's going to be sitting there with his head in his hand as Rich Samini is saying, Sanchez did have 2 years of over 27 touchdown passes. He did have the most road wins by a quarterback in the last 25 years. Sanchez Hall of Famer. Let's vote on it.
Well, you can't tell the history of the NFL without the butt fumble.
He can't.
That's for damn
it's
sure.
It's a play.
Or better yet. How about a little Brandon Berrios? Can we do that? Or how, like Wayne Krabet? Are there anybody else we can get out there that's like totally mediocre players? Yeah, let's
do that. The Jets, they have lots of mediocre guys. They have lots of – there's plenty of this.
Just let me know.
It's
the history of the entire organization is mediocrity. Yeah.
I'll send you a list. Yeah, it's Namath and then everybody else. That's how it is. Namath and Revis and Klecko. And then Gardner and Wilson, Breece Hall, and then everybody else. That's what it is. Take it easy, buddy. We'll talk to you.
Breece Hall. Later,
buddy. Bye, J. Cole.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh, my God. We've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Fox Sports Radio, The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
I'm an ass man.
It's Friday.
Tonight's show brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com.
Jason, let me stop you right there. The Mets suck.
Tell Allen it is a live drop Friday, as every Friday is here on the show. Now, today, obviously, college basketball, we're getting set for the big weekend.
Well, yeah, when does Syracuse
Sunday
play again?
Hey, the NCAA committee would be pretty smart to take that 17-15 Syracuse team and get Jim Boeheim out there again. Everybody would watch.
Is their next
take
game against Northwestern?
See all of his comments after
make
your tirade and everything that went nuts the other day? Did you do more of that yesterday? And now he's like,
man.
It is what it is.
Mike, he's got a little more if you want it tonight.
Look, today he retired. And The at least I can say this, at least today wasn't a blank show, and they covered up for how awful it was when they lost to Wake Forest and then Boeheim's retiring. I'm not. You want to come back? I didn't say that. You know, this
you
is
got
what
the
happens.
Wrong guy, man.
Look, this is what happens when you work together. You see what happens. Now, it didn't smooth over everything, but at least they covered up for it a little bit. But I will tell you this. I will tell you this.
Don't let the kid in front of the microphone.
Jim Boeheim forgot one of the biggest lessons you have as a head coach now, more so than it ever has been, and that is that talking to the media is a skill. Talking to the media is a skill. Outside of winning games, there's no bigger must for a coach. And it's not about entertaining talking to the media. It's about being able to talk and not hurt yourself with comments that get blown up and let people go off the rails and cause problems and embarrassment. The world has changed for coaches because now we're in the instant access era, and whenever somebody says something, stuff gets twisted, stuff gets moved. Talking to the media is a skill. Used to be coaches didn't have to do that. Now they have to. And Boeheim's learned his, you know, never learned that lesson, because you look how badly things went on Wednesday. He was a big part of that, right? The school screwed it up, but he could have made it a little bit easier. Well, but more so than that, I will tell you this, is that talking to the media is a skill. When he spoke a month ago, and he was asked, because he gets asked all the time about his future. You coaching again this year? Are you not? What are you doing? And he said, look, it's my decision. The big conversation with Pete Thamel that starts off. Sure. It's my decision to coach. It's my decision that universities, it's my decision. That started everything. That activated the Jim Boeheim, when is he going to let be gone as Syracuse head coach. By saying that defiantly, he kind of pushed the school into a corner, and now you got to address it, because now here's your head coach saying, it's up to me, and now you put a clock on it. Whereas had he just not said that, and why he had to say it's up to me, he would have had one more year. He could have finished this year and said, listen, I'll do one. I want to do one more year. I want to get it back going on. I can coach one, because you know he didn't want to retire. As much as he said today, I want to. He could have done one more year, and if they win again, maybe he gets to stay. But he screwed himself by giving that, it's my decision. That's got to be his one biggest regret that he's got of his career, is that that's what hastened the end. That activated the, well, now we got to put an end date on Jim Boeheim, and it turned out to be a month after he said those words.
The chickens have come home to roost, Bobby Boucher. You can't treat people like an ass in this day and age the same way. Right, you could bully guys before, stare them down, and they wouldn't ask the follow-up question. That doesn't happen anymore. That asinine thing we had the other day, 10 years ago, that's asked and answered as terribly as it was, and there's no follow-up. There's something else about the game, or he gets up and he leaves. Whereas now it's like, wait, what? What the hell are you talking about? Right? Because, look, part of the thought process and all of this was the right to choose your successor. They let him do that years ago. That people conveniently forget that was part of the process several years back. And then what did you have? More years of mediocrity.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.